One feature of this inquiry that has become clear beyond peradventure to anyone who has been watching the inquiry unfold is that throughout the process, at no stage has anyone conceded a single error, a single mishap, or a single recognition of a failure, even with the benefit of hindsight. We understand that there is a desire not to accept liability, lest that should incur responsibility of financial responsibility in some civil suit at some later stage. But these men, as I said already, did not die by accident. What they're left with, and their families are left with, is posturing of the potential parties, perhaps challenging the very findings of this inquiry before they start fighting with each other, each insisting that they got nothing wrong.